Yes, sir. What's going on? Yeah, I'm back. Whoa, we'd be like, wait a minute, King Jura? King Jura 23, you back? Jura Life Podcast is back? Yes, sir. Needed a little break, that's all. Needed a little break. I was going to talk about the premiere episode on season 8 of this podcast about changing your status. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. That's going to be for next week. I'm going to tell you the future of the podcast. That's going to be next week. We're going to do a little freestyle today. We're going to talk about cloning. Yes, sir. We're going to talk about cloning. We're going to talk about just things in general, man. See, I'm going to tell you this here right now. The Most High right now is plucking his one-third. The Most High is showing you right now who the two-thirds are right now. Anyway, so welcome to the Judah Life Podcast, King Judah 23. Here you can follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDA23 on IG, and also you can catch me on Facebook at Judah Life, JUDAHLYFE on Facebook. So those are the two digital platforms you can catch me at. Also, probably on my bio, on my Instagram, I'm also going to I also have a link to this podcast, but I also will have a link to the Facebook one as well. So we're trying to get some more people on the Facebook platform. But anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the premiere of season 8, man. Yeah, you know, season 7 was crazy, man. We was just talking about a whole bunch of things. We was going on a bunch of things. I think season 8 is going to be more of just overall getting yourself prepared, right? Getting yourself ready, getting yourself right. The reason why I'm going to hold off on the status change. And the only reason why I'm doing this is because I want to continue to look through videos and look through certain things that's going to be a benefit to you. You know, there's so many YouTube videos out there, so much information out there that is basically useless, right? It's basically useless. So I'm trying to find a video that is going to be a benefit to everybody. Also, I'm going to talk about the world passport. We're going to talk about the world passport as well. So those are the things that we're going to be talking about. It's time to start traveling in the private. You need to start being private in your traveling. You need to start being private in your overall life. I'm going to be honest and I'm going to be real with you. Today, we're doing a freestyle cloning. And I will get to that in a moment. But I'm going to be very open and honest with you. During my break, I was talking to some people. And I was just bringing up certain things like, hey, what do you think about the McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's situation with the 50 cent, 1 cent free burgers? Oh, ain't nothing wrong with it, man, blah, say, blah, or... I had some people in my camp as well say, man, yeah, I ain't eating that, man. hell, nah. And these guys not even in the truth. And they like, hey, there's something suspicious about that. And I want to really talk to people about people who still in denial, right? You got people that's in denial. Oh, man, I just can't see LeBron James sucking off the NBA commissioner. I can't see Beyonce trafficking children. I can't see Jay-Z sucking off Rick Rubin. I can't see this. I can't see that's conspiracy theorists. See, when people go and say conspiracy theorists, they really say, I don't want to know. I want you to understand what I'm telling you here today, right? Because we're talking about cloning, right? We're talking about cloning on the freestyle. There's people right now that don't even believe in cloning. Do you understand where I'm coming from? There's some people right now that's in denial right now about cloning. Oh man, go ahead with all that, man. Dog, man. Go ahead with all that, man. I'm just trying to get me a rib sandwich. I mean, come on. I'm just trying to get a rib sandwich. Leviticus 11 and 1 says not to eat unclean food, including pig. Man, see, I'm going to tell you something, dog, man. You're going to keep on doing this, bro. Damn, nigga. I was looking forward to that rib sandwich, dog. Damn, bro. It's like, damn, niggas want to be blind. Niggas want to be, niggas want to be stupid. Niggas want to, not to elevate and not to grow. People, these niggas want to do this. And the reason why, because they are afraid. Because when they find out the truth, you have to change. See, when you find out truth, you can't keep doing the same things over and over. When you find out truth, you can't just settle for the same chick. When you find out truth, you can't keep settling for the same dudes. When you find out truth, you can't keep doing the same destructive behavior that has gotten you in the position in the past. You cannot do this. You have, when you find out truth, when you find out about Yahweh to him and Yahweh being Yahweh, you find out that his real name is not Jesus. When you find out that the original man is the indigenous black man, woman, and child, the Hebrew Israelites, the original Puerto Ricans, the original Dominicans, the original Indians, not the one with the dot. I'm talking about the original Indians that was occupying so-called the United States of America. The indigenous people ran this place. We was already here. See, I'm gonna show you something right now. I want you to go to slavevoyage.org. Just go to slavevoyage.org. Right? I'm going to give you a little bit of time. Slave Voyage. S-L-A-V-E. V-O-U-G-E-S. I believe. Voyage. If I spell it wrong, please forgive me. But I want you to go to slavevoyage.org. And I want you to take a look, and I want you to look at all the data from the transatlantic slave trade. And I want you to understand this right now. They had transatlantic, and they had inter-American slave trade. See? They're showing you every single day, man, that the indigenous black man, woman, and child was already here. We was already in America. We was already in Florida. We was already in Atlanta. We was already in the Carolinas. We was already in the Tennessee. We was already in Kentucky. We, the indigenous black man, woman, and child, was already here. We're the indigenous Indians. We're the original Indians. Yes, sir. And so it puzzles me, right? And don't get me wrong. Yes, there were people that came from West Africa. We migrated out of Israel and we went to West Africa because the Roman Empire was taking over Israel and they was doing a lot of foul things out there in Israel and the original Israelites, the original people of Israel had to flee persecution. They had to flee from danger. They had to flee from death and they migrated in West Africa. But see, some people still don't believe that. Oh man, we're not the original Israelites. We're not the original Jews. We're not, man. You know the white man is. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. And I'm gonna say this with some real shit. 65 to 70% of black folks still believe anything the white man has to say, and the majority of them are from the ages of 50 and up. Sorry. And see, we have to talk about these things here because I know that the title of this things that freestyle cloning, and we'll get to that in a moment. But sometimes I had to take you around the world and put you through the mall and go through Alaska and through Medico and come right back to what I was saying before. 65 to 70% of black folks still believe anything white people have to say. That's just facts. And like I said before, they from the ages of, I'm going to say the ages of 45 and up. That's just facts. Now, if you're 45 and under, you may fall into the millennium and the internet age, and you start to get real knowledge, and you start to understand real truth, because that's why they try to take away TikTok. That's why they try to take away the internet. That's why these elites are trying to scratch their brains and try to say, how can we stop this internet? How can we stop people from accessing types of information that we don't want them to have? There's nothing they can do about it. Satan has to reveal what he has done before he goes to the next before he goes to the next mission that he wants to do, which is to seek, kill, and destroy. Why you think all these movies are showing you all this? Look at The Purge. You don't think that America is heading for that? You don't think America is heading for a purge? You are out your damn mind if you think that we're not heading toward the purge. We are heading toward the purge. We are heading toward the purge, guys. That's just facts. We are going toward the race war. Yes. I know black people don't want to accept that. I know black people don't want to hear that. I know black people will be like, man, can we all just get along? Can we all just sing Kumbaya and twerk and eat popcorn and eat hot Cheetos and just chill? No. No. You cannot shake your ass. You can't coon your way out of war. Either it's in you or it's not. That's just facts. So I'm telling you right now, 80 to 90% of black folks are fucking, they're fucked at the end of the day. I keep seeing everybody be on social media. I keep seeing everybody's partying. Everybody's celebrating. Everybody's celebrating their birthday. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's doing that. By the way, it was my son's birthday. And guess what we did? We had a little piece of party right here at home. I'm not going to spend tens of thousands of dollars on a birthday party for a 9-year-old child that's not even going to hardly remember it when he gets 21, 22. You better start saving up right now. And I'm continuing to say this because one day they're going to take this internet away. One day they're going to take this internet away. They're going to take the internet away, man. And I know people are saying, no, they ain't going to take the internet. Man, those are the people that are brain dead. Those people are not ready for war. If Joe Biden was to tell you right now, we're shutting all grocery stores down. We're shutting all gas stations down. We're shutting down everything right now. Because there's a new COVID that is in the air, and if you step outside, you may die. We got to shut everything down. Do you have enough food and water to sustain you? Do you have enough canned goods and dehydrated food so when your regular food runs out, you're still good? How many people already have that? How many people have a power generator in their house? I'll wait. How many people have a power generator in their house? How many people are prepared for war? How many people are weaponizing themselves? How many people are getting knives? How many people are getting guns and pistols and shotguns? How many people are really out here really doing that? Very few. And so when this thing gets kicked off, it's going to get kicked off with a bang. You're going to see a whole bunch of people just dead on the damn ground. I am telling you right now, that's where we at, guys. We are at this point right now. We're at a point right now is the Most High, either is he with you or he's not with you. That's why, and I told one of my homeboys this, and he didn't believe me or whatever, but that's fine. And I told him, I said, I don't care what you don't believe. I'm telling you some real ish right now. I haven't raised my voice in a long time. I have not raised my voice in a while. I am telling you that is a sign from Yahweh that I am elevating and I'm growing. I have not really raised my voice in anger in a while. Yahweh is growing through me. He is growing. Now, do I have some growing to do? Do I have some other shit I have to do? Absolutely. We all fall short of the Most High every single day when we wake up in the morning. Why you think he sent his son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, to die for us? Because all the stuff that we was going to be judged for, do you understand, to even lust after somebody, that may be the penalty of death? How many men out here really lust after these women? How many women really lust after these men? Don't you know that's a sin? That could be a penalty of death. If Yahweh being Yahweh didn't die for us, you know that we had to die for lusting. I want you to understand this, people. I really want you to get this. Do you understand that the little things that we think is bullshit, that we think that, oh man, the Most High is thinking about that. Do you understand back in the biblical times, people were dying behind that? Disrespecting your parents. Calling your mama a bitch. Oh man, you should call your mama a bitch, damn. But do you understand back in the biblical days, that person would have been dead for disrespecting your parents? You would have been hung from the highest tree. You would have been had your head cut off. You had your tongue cut out. Do you understand that when you sleep with somebody from the same sex, do you understand that's death? Do you understand the Most High said in his word that you should receive death if you participate in homosexual behavior? He is telling you, yes, I'm going to send my son, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, to die for all this, because honestly, you need to be dead for these sins. But I am giving my son so I can give you what? A better life. You'll get chances after chance to repent and to understand that I am him. I am Yahweh. I am the one. People take advantage of this. Oh, well, you know what? I'll go to church next week. First of all, church is the worst thing you can ever go to. Well, I'm going to go to a fucking building where everybody is fucked up in the head, including the pastor. That's facts. Okay, come on, let's talk about it. Why? And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with going to church. If you want to go to church or whatever like that, with your kids or whatever, every now and then, that's fine. I'm not saying that church is super, super evil. I'm not saying that. But let's just be completely honest if we can all be honest here. How many times have you went to church and you felt like there was nothing accomplished here? Because everybody is trying to look down at everybody else. And honestly, we all fucked up in the head. We all need to get in our word. We all need to understand what is the true meaning of church. Do you understand the Most High is saying right now that we have in church right now? You listening to what I'm saying and me speaking to you, that's church right there. You don't have to give me your rent money to say, oh, the Most High is with me. The Most High is blessing me. First of all, blessing is not even what he does. See, we are so afraid of going against what our mamas and our dads and our uncles and our cousins and our big brothers and our big sisters have been teaching us. But honestly, to tell you the truth, the Most High don't bless. He gives favor. He gave you favor to wake up this morning with your right mind. He gave you favor to have all your limbs. He gave you favor not to have constant pain. He gave you favor to have your health. He gave you favor to have your bills paid. He gave you favor to have food on the table. Yes, he has given you favor after favor. He don't bless. Satan blesses. Satan blesses. Yes, he blesses. Satan bless. Oh, you want that big booty hoe? You want Nicki Minaj? Oh, here you go. Boom. All you got to do is suck a few ding-a-lings. All you got to do is sell your soul. Write your name in blood. And here's Nicki Minaj right here. She let you sniff her ass and eat her ass and do whatever you want to do to her. Because she is an employee of Satan. Woo, come on. Oh, you want to be the number one football player in college football, right? Okay, well, guess what? Boom, I'm blessing you. Boom, here you go. Here's Tom Brady. Here's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's going to show you how to be a better football player. Boom! All you got to do is sign your name in blood. All you got to do is let a couple white men put their pee-pee in your booty hole. And guess what? You're going to be the number one college football player. You're going to have all this money. You're going to have all the bitches, all this. Here you go. Boom! Satan gives you blessings because he cannot give you what Yah gives you, which is everlasting life. So while you are here on this place called Earth, and first of all, this is not even called Earth. That's facts. This place's name wasn't really called Earth, but we're gonna go what they give us, right? We're gonna go with that because we don't want to cause confusion right now here in the King here on July podcast. But while you're on this Earth right here, I can give you anything you desire. As long as you play my game. As long as you don't say Yahweh. As long as you don't know who the hell you are. As long as you're not elevating spiritually. As long as you say blessing and God and Jesus, I will give you whatever the hell you want. But the moment you understand that Jesus' number is Caesar Bozier, a homosexual faggot that slept with the same man that painted the portrait of Jesus Christ, yes, that's facts. But when you understand that, I can't give you nothing else no more. Oh no, I can't give you that Bugatti. I can't give you that big booty hoe. I can't give you that $1 million in that bank account. All that stuff is going to go away. Here comes a tax man. Or you owe $500,000 in taxes. We're going to have to seize all your property. That's what Satan does when you understand who the Most High is. Woo, come on. But as long as you don't have no damn light, As long as you think celebrities are the best in the whole wide world, as long as you think that Nick Cannon is a real nigga, as long as you think Blueface is a real nigga, as long as you think Deion Sanders is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and don't get me wrong, as a black father, I love I like what I see, but I already know he's serving Satan. That's facts. Don't let people keep saying, oh, I know what my God tells me. First of all, he's not a God. He's Alpha and Omega. He's Yah. There is no such thing as he is God. He said in his commandment, thou shalt not worship other what? Gods before me. So why would he call himself a god? See, these are the things that black folks are scared to tell and talk about in the community, but we want to be free so damn bad. Come on. We want to be so free. Oh, slavery is over with, and black folks need to start coming together, and black folks need to start doing it, and black folks need to start doing that. But yet we are denying the basics. We don't even want to acknowledge the damn basics. That's so sad, man. We don't even want to acknowledge the basics, man. We don't even want to acknowledge that the Most High's name is not Jesus Christ, it's Yahweh. We don't even want to acknowledge that. But we want to be free so damn bad. As soon as a police officer murdered an unarmed black man, now all of a sudden, all of us want to get in these damn streets and start marching. And my thing is this, what the fuck is you marching about? What are you marching about? What you marching about? You keep on marching about absolutely fucking nothing. You don't know that brother who got murdered. He may got murdered unjustly by what the human sees, but he may have a bloodline of pedophiles. He may have a bloodline of people who done foul things. Let me say this right here. You best not feel so sorry for these fucking children when they get murdered. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I say that. That's that damn Christian spirit. Do you understand that bloodlines can end up hurting children? Do you understand that there are families that have 2, 3, 4 generations of pedophiles? Yes. And so all of a sudden a child goes missing. He found in the damn creek some damn where. Oh man, that's so sad. But you don't know what that child's bloodline has done. The Most High sometimes may do some crazy things, man. Yes, sir. The Most High may do some crazy things, man. To us it's crazy, but to him it's cleansing. Woo! Come on. Come on. Let's talk, man. Let's talk. The Most High is revealing things right now. The Most High is revealing clones right now. Your president is a fucking clone right now. Oh, go ahead with that King Jude 23. Go ahead with all that. Man, go ahead, man. He ain't no damn clone. He's Joe Biden. You know, he been in Washington over 50 years. Yeah, the one that you think is Joe Biden has been in Washington for damn near 50 years. But that's not Joe Biden. That's a fucking clone. Look at Mitch McConnell. Look at Mitch McConnell. Why did he freeze up 2, 3, 4 times this year? He froze up. That's a clone. That's a humanoid. He's not real. 90% of your politicians are reptilian. See, I know that is upsetting a lot of people because all we want to talk about is kumbaya and eat church's chicken and fart and screw and go on trips. That's all we really want to do. We don't want to talk about anything serious like that. I know. But we don't talk about these things. Why they keep talking about, now so you see on TikTok, you keep hearing about our spaces in the water. Woo, come on, man. Did we not just say this last season? Did we not say there's life in the water? Did we not just say there's life in the air? Did we not say that? And now all of a sudden, here comes social media. Oh, man, there is there's sources that said that the water is really out of space. The Gulf of Mexico is really out of space. The Atlantic Ocean is really out of space. The Pacific Ocean is really out of space. Come on, man. All kinds of sea creatures are start popping up all of a sudden. All these UFOs are popping up all of a sudden. The Most High is showing you. The Most High is telling Satan to reveal the stuff to you. So guess what? When this shit started to get real, and when these aliens start to pop up in your local city and they start walking amongst you, man, I am telling you right now, a lot of people are not gonna be prepared for that. They're not. Look at all the celebrities that is on that Jeffrey Epstein's list, right? Now they revealing all the damn names on there. I saw that the other day. They reveal all the names on the motherfucker. But wait till they have video on all these bitches, man. See, and I'm gonna tell you something. You women out here that love Beyonce so much, wait till you find out all the dirt this bitch has done. And I'm going to say this right here. Half of y'all tonight still not going to care. But that's fine. The Most High is going to do away with you anyway. The other half is going to be like, you want to be in denial, but you can't unsee it. You can't unsee it. Wait till you start seeing the Beyonce trafficking children. Wait till you start seeing Beyonce sexually molesting her own daughter. I know this stuff is crazy right now to you. I know it appears crazy, but I'm telling you right now, right here, right now, if I stand right here, right now, the Most High is going to let Satan reveal all this. Satan has all the video. Satan has the video of Blue Ivy sucking off her daddy. Woo, come on. See, I think people, they just want to believe in a fairy tale. This whole world is fake, man. This world is fake. Do you understand that? This world is fake. The only reason why that we even here, see, do you know that we have lived in another era, another generation before? Yes. We're number reincarnated. We're number reincarnated, man. I understand that now. I get it now. We reincarnated. We didn't do something right to the Most High wasn't pleased with our previous life, so He brought us back. Come on, man. He brought us back. We didn't satisfy the requirements to be up there with Yah. We didn't do it. We didn't satisfy Him. We still in our mess. We still want to find out about European traditions. We still want to go to these colleges. We still want to understand their sororities and fraternities. We still wanted to learn European languages and all the other crap. We didn't respect Yah. We didn't respect Yah's word. We don't respect Yah's people. So guess what? When we died, He brought us right back here. Yes. We may be another name. We have another family. We may be born in another city. But guess what? The Most High reincarnated us. Yes. Some people that recently died, they are being reincarnated right now. You don't even fucking know. Woo, come on. Do you understand that when you die and the Most High, for first of all, if the Most High even has favor, I'm going to keep saying this, not blessing you, but give you favor. If He gives you enough favor, do He say, you know what? I'm not even going to judge you yet. Go back out there and try again. Boop. Come on, man. Let's talk, man. Come on, let's talk. If you die today right now, what's today? Hold on. September 24th. If you were to die today, September 24th, and Most High give you enough favor, well, you know what? You didn't do everything right. You didn't do everything right. But you did enough for me to give you another chance. Come on, man. Come on. Instead of judging you, I'm going to see you right back out there. And here you go. Whew. All of a sudden, you're reborn on November the 19th, 2023. You reincarnated. Couple months later, a couple has a baby. That's you. You've been reincarnated. Yes, you're not going back to the same family. No, you're not going to go back to the same mother and father. No, you're not going back to them. You got a new family. You got a new name. Hell, you may be in a new city. You may have died in Houston, Texas, but you are going to be reborn in Cleveland, Ohio. Woo, come on, man. The Most High knows what he's doing. And now all of a sudden, hey, you better get it right. Most I tell you, hey, go get it right. I'm seeing you right back out there. No, you want the same family. No. And this time, I'm going to make it even harder. See, last time, I had you born in a good family. But this time, I have you born in a fucked up family. Daddy already have left you. See, let me tell you something. The Most High already telling us what we're going to have to go through. Yes! Before he sends out back out there, he is telling us, yes, I'm going to put you through so much shit. Yes, I'm going to put you through trauma. Yes, I'm going to put you through sexual molestation. Yes, I'm going to put you through criminal records. Yes, I'm going to put you through all this. But guess what? If you truly love me, you'll find your way back to me. Yes. Freestyle cloning, baby. So you really saying King June 23? So what you're saying is this. So if I died in Memphis, Tennessee, let's say if it was Memphis, Tennessee, I could be reincarnated in Utah? Yes, nigga. Because he gonna make it harder for you this time. Think about it. He's going to make it hard for you, man. Why do you think so many kids be having a real hard life, man? Because the Most High is making it really, really hard, man. He's going to make it really, really hard. He's going to have you raised through poverty. He's going to really have you raised through the trenches, man. He's going to have you really raised fucked up out here, man. But if you love Yah, man, you're going to find your way back to him. That's how it is, man. He's not going to make it easy for you to take. Come on, man. If Yah was going to make it easy, hell, we all take off of Yah right now, right? You don't think that, right? Why is it so hard to get back to him? Because the Most High is going to challenge you. Yes, he's going to challenge you. Yes, he's going to make it so fucking hard. He's going to be like, you're going to sometimes be like, man, fuck this shit. I'm telling you. Anytime you take two steps forward, you take 1,000 steps back. He's going to make it hard for you. Yes. You ain't going to be no millionaire on this side. No. You're not gonna be a millionaire on this side because you had to suck a few dicks. You had to take the dick in the booty. You had to eat blood. You had to drink blood. You had to eat dookie. You had to sacrifice children. You had to do all this stuff to become a millionaire. No, you want to be with Yah, so Yah is gonna make it hard for you. Yah is gonna make sure everything that you get, you gonna have to work your ass off for it. Just like with me, he had to make things hard on me. Every person that I truly did love is gone, except for my son. Everybody that I truly did love is gone, except for my son. My wife, gone. My parents, gone. Why? Because the Yah is challenging me right now. Are you going to snap? Are you going to say, fuck it? Are you going to say, you know what? I'm done with this shit. Are you going to go out there and really keep praising my name even harder? Come on, man. It's the same thing with you. Same thing with you. You may not have the job that you want. You may not have the life that you want. You may not have that car that you want. But do the bitch crank? Yes. Do the bitch run? Yes. Can it take you to point A to point B? Yes. Then you need to be fucking satisfied. You need to start praising his name even harder. Is your refrigerator full? Yes. Do you have food? Do you have food on the table? Yes. Do you have clothes on your back? Yes. Do you have shoes on your feet? Yes. Do you got a roof on top of your head? Yes. Is the roof leaking? No. Then you need to keep thanking him and keep saying, thank you, Yah. Thank you. Thank you. I love you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You keep showing me favor. Man, I'm going to keep pressing your name even harder, man. I know we're supposed to be talking about cloning, but I'm going to be honest with you, man. This is stuff that we had to talk about. Yahweh is telling me right now we need to talk about this. Stop taking his love and his appreciation for you for granted. Stop doing that, man. Your kids safe? Yes. Do your kids want for anything? No. You better start thanking Yahweh for that. Do you understand that some parents right now are waking up and dreading waking up this morning because they ain't got no food to eat? They ain't got no food to serve their kids? Come on, man. And your kids are eating good? But you want to go with Tyler Perry? Come on, man. What is wrong with y'all niggas? Yeah, I know that we're doing good. I ain't gonna say we ain't doing good. I ain't gonna say all that. But shit, a bitch wanna get with Rick Ross. Woo, man, Lord have mercy. Can't be any more stupid. Rick Ross is a Satanist. Yah is have you under his bosom right now and say, come on, my child. I'm giving you enough for you to survive. Keep praising my name even harder. Keep praising my name even harder. Keep praising my name even harder. Shit. I'm tired of being the project. I'm tired of being here. I'm tired of just making from check to check. I'm tired of just barely making ends meet. I'm tired of doing it, and I'm tired of doing that. And I'm so tired of struggling. When I keep seeing everybody on social media, all they do is travel and screw and bullshit. I want to go travel and bullshit and party and all that. I want to go to Jamaica and have some nigga rub them on my booty. I want to go to Cancun so I can do absolutely nothing. I want to go to the Dominican Republic and go fuck some whores. I can fuck a whore around the damn corner, but hey, I want to go to the Dominican Republic and go do that. I want to go do all. And I'm telling you right now, that's why so many of our people are dying right now. We're not appreciative. We are shitting on Yahweh and we don't even fucking know it. But you want to go out with these clones. Freestyle cloning. I know. 90% of your politicians are clones. They riptail. 85% of your celebrities are clones. Yes. BG, that's a clone. The real BG got released years ago. Do you understand that? See, we're gonna talk about some real shit, man. That's not the real BG that y'all seeing right now. That sissy ass, feminine ass BG. That's not the real BG. That's a fucking clone, man. That's a clone. NBA YoungBoy, he got about three or four clones. Kodak Black got about 3 or 4 clones. These are just rappers. These are just non-talented ass rappers. Denzel Washington got many clones. Whoo, come on, let's talk, man. Will Smith got many clones. Yes, sir. The Rock got many clones. Yes, sir, he does. John Cena has many clones. Yes, he does. These guys are nothing but clones, man. They're not real. They've done away with the real ones a long time ago. Do you understand? Okay, let's talk about Denzel Washington for instance, right? Do you know the real Denzel Washington is in an island somewhere chilling? Do you understand that Satanists, they have with Satan, they have certain islands that belong to the elite? Come on, man, let's talk about it. You ain't gonna find it on the map. Only if you with them, only if you sell your soul, will they tell you what these islands are. Do you understand that Will Smith and Denzel Washington are on these islands? Yes, sir. Do you understand that Oprah? Let's talk about Oprah. Talking about Oprah in Maui. That's not even a real Oprah. That's a fucking clone. Oprah is somewhere on an island somewhere doing satanic shit. That's truth. Stop looking at these celebrities thinking that they so blessed. Yes, they are blessed. They blessed the motherfucker. They are blessed with Satan. Satan is giving them blessings. Satan is giving them money. Satan is giving them everything that they fucking desire. If they want a sissy, they can get a sissy within minutes. If they want a big booty bitch, they can get a big booty bitch in seconds. If they want this, that, and the third, they can get that in seconds. Yahweh is going to make sure you're going to work your ass off. And I'm gonna tell you something right now, and I'm gonna say this. You better start letting people work hard as hell to be even in your circle. I'm gonna say that one more time for the people in the back. Oh, wait a minute, time out. People that's in your life right now, they're getting easy and free access. You need to let them know you need to work hard as hell to be in my good graces. Woo! Come on. Come on, let's talk, man. Let's talk about this, man. Let's talk, man. Cause we only got 13 minutes left on this podcast. And I'm gonna make sure we're gonna break this bitch down. The same way Yahweh is making us work and go through hoops and go through this and go through that to get to the promised land, which is take office with him. It's the same thing your folks need to do with you. They need to go through hoops. They need to go through this, that, and the third to be in your good graces. Too many times we have let people in our circle. We let too many people in our circle who don't deserve to be in our circle, and they didn't work hard enough to be in our circle. Ooh, come on. Let them niggas work hard. Let them apologize. Let them niggas work. They got to work their ass off to be under King Judah's circle. That's truth. King Judah 23, do not let niggas in his circle anymore that don't the fucking deserve it. You let too many people in your circle, and I don't give a fuck, they family. Stop letting niggas have free access to you. They got to work their ass off. I'm going to say that one more time. They have to work their ass off. They got to start working their asses off. They got to start working to start saying, you know what? No matter what, that's a good brother, a good sister. We're gonna build rapport with each other. And we're gonna have a good relationship with each other. But we don't trust each other yet. And I understand that. People that are truly meant to be in your presence, trust and believe you when I say this. People that are meant, they're going to work their ass off to be in your graces. That's facts. People say, oh, man, fuck that nigga. Fuck that whole ass nigga, man. He ain't shit, man. Fuck him. They weren't meant to be in your circle any motherfucking way. Let them niggas go. Too many times we sit up here and be sad because niggas turned on us. And niggas, I'm saying, man, you know, I don't like, never liked your ass anyway. And blah, blah, blah. Man, let them niggas go. Let them go. Do you understand that you are chosen by Yah? You was chosen by Yah, man. You was chosen. You was chosen by Yah, brother, sister. Don't let no $2 nobody tell you that you ain't worthy. You are worthy for that to work hard. You are worthy of it. Because guess what? Like minds are going to think alike. Woo, come on, man. Like minds are going to think alike. How many times you looked out for somebody and then all of a sudden now you're in the bind, they're nowhere to be found. Come on, man. You got to get rid of those type of people, man. They're not for you. Get rid of them today. Get rid of them. They're not even worthy of you even fighting hard for them, man. That's facts, man. They're not even worthy of you fighting hard for them. Let them niggas suffer. I'm going to say it again. Let them suffer. Let them suffer. You keep on crying about, man, this person, they turned their back on me, and I had their back the whole entire time. That's because you gave them easy access. You gave them easy access, man. You gave them too much. You gave them too much of you already, and we have to start learning this as Hebrew men and women. We can't keep giving easy access. Every time you speak on something, oh man, go ahead, man. See, those type of people you're going to have to get rid of anyway. I keep saying this over and over. 90 to 95% of your circle you're going to have to get rid of. How many times you try to speak truth to your people and they shoo you off like you didn't say shit? How many times? I know. Those are going to have to be the same people that have to work their ass off to get back in your good graces. And that's just the damn truth. And if they're not willing to work hard to get back in your graces, leave them. I don't give a damn how much you love them. I don't give a damn how much you care about them. I don't give a damn if you know all their kids. You got a relationship with all their kids. I don't give a damn about none of that bullshit. I am telling you right now, they got to work their ass off to be in your circle, just like we have to work hard to be in y'all's eyes. Come on, man. Stop giving nigga free and easy access to your life. Let them give you something first. Let them start treating you. Let them be accessible to you. Hey man, if you ever need something, just call me. I'm right there. Boom. People that want to be in your life, people that want to be in your circle, people that want to have you as a asset and not a liability, people are going to willing to work hard as hell to make sure and let you know, hey, I appreciate you. Too many times we fight for people who don't even appreciate us. I'm speaking to somebody right now. I was speaking to somebody right now. I don't know who the hell I'm speaking to. Because right now, I was really supposed to talk about cloning. But the Most High really said, you know what? We're gonna get off this cloning right now. We're talking about this right now. How many times have you have been accessible to somebody who didn't appreciate it? I know. The same way we have to fight. The same way we have to struggle, the same way we have to push and punch and kick and elbow and all the same way we have to go through all these circles just to be in Yah's presence. The same way we have to do it, the same way your people have to do it to be in your good graces. The same way. Never allow anybody to have easy access to your life and to your stability and to your mental health and to your well-being. as a spiritual man or woman of Yah. Never let them think, oh, it's so easy for me to go and talk to King Judah 23. Oh, it's so easy to talk to this brother or to this sister or to that person or that, this person, that person. Never let them have that. You are a special. You are a special man. You are a special man and woman of Yah. You are great, man. Yahweh kissed and said, let me be, let favor be upon you. When he gave you a kiss on the cheek and said, let favor be upon you. Yes. Yahweh chose you, man. Yahweh chose you in this truth. Yahweh opened your eyes about cloning. Yahweh opened your eyes about these celebrities. Yahweh opened your eyes about these people. Yahweh opened your eyes about Satan. Yes. He opened your eyes about all these things. He chose you. He gave you a kiss on the cheek and said, let favor be upon this person. And you're going to let a two-bit nobody. And I'm going to say this here. And I know it may sound fucked up by me saying this, but we're going to keep it all the way 100. About 40% of people right now, I'm not talking about around the world. I'm talking about here in America. About 40% of people here, and it may be higher. I think it's higher, but we're going to be nice today. We're going to be nice, okay? We're going to be nice. No, you know what? Damn being nice. We're going to speak truth, okay? Between 55 and 60% of people in this country don't have no purpose. Ooh, come on. Come on, man. Come on. They have no purpose. They just here. Yes, sir. They're just here. They don't have no purpose whatsoever. They are just here. They are just here. I'm going to say that one more time to the people in the back. They are just here. They have no purpose. Y'all don't have no favor for them or nothing. They just here. They really ain't shit, to be honest with you. They really want to kill themselves. They really want to blow their brains out, but they don't have enough guts to even do that. So they just here. And all they're going to do is cause confusion. All they want to do is cause drama. All they want to do is cause harm. That's all they want to do. And that's why a lot of people are struggling with their health. A lot of people are struggling with their life. A lot of people say, man, why I gotta keep going through this? Because you have no purpose. You believe anything these white folks say on CNN. You believe all these celebrities. You praise these celebrities more than you praise Yah. That's facts. How are you a man or woman of Yah and you watch the BET Awards? Come on, man. But you supposed to have a purpose. But you watching a bitch like Sexy Red and Lotto who don't have no purpose of their damn self. You watching non-purpose people on TV and you want to be a non-purpose person. Whew. And that's why Yahweh had to do a separation between the two-thirds and the one-third. Come on, man. I see what Yahweh's seeing now. You have to get rid of these niggas. You have to get rid of them. They have no purpose. There is no purpose. You are special. I'm gonna say to the people right now, and we're gonna go. You are special. You are loved, man. You are cherished. Never let a person who has no purpose throw you off yours. That's all I gotta say about that. Next week, next Sunday, I'm gonna say this real quick when we gotta go. I will not be doing two shows a week no more. I will do a show a week, and it's gonna be on Sundays. Sundays, every Sunday. We'll have a show here, okay? Next week, we're going to change your status. That's right, we're going to change your status. I'm going to find some good videos and show you how to change your status. You need to start living in the private, okay? Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor and Satan blesses. Pieces, peace, and one love.